Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Back by popular demand, we have Lisa Florzak, who is a great entrepreneur in Buffalo, and she has a company that is involved with water bikes. Water Bikes of Buffalo, and we're going to talk all about that. And a member of royalty, Count Joseph Mikołaj Ray Jr., a descendant of the father of Polish literature, Mikołaj Ray. Tell you a little bit more about our guests. Lisa Florzak has had a great deal of media coverage on Water Bikes of Buffalo and also with the ice bikes, including NBC Today Show, Canada Discovery Channel, National Geographic Best 100 Things to Do in the Winter, Associated Press, and the Washington Post. And Count Joseph Mikołaj Ray Jr. is 36 years old, West New York native, a businessman, and one of the most active leaders in the Polish community throughout the United States. Our guests on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Let's talk about your different business ventures. You're both entrepreneurs. You're both doing very well in Western New York. And I know Joe does a lot of business in Poland and on the West Coast. Let's talk about your business ventures.
So my next project is going to be called One Polonia. And at the as people are listening to this, it should be live. It will be an app and a website. If you can think of the website LinkedIn, it will be the Polish version of People of Polish Heritage, similar to LinkedIn. And it's going to be a way for the Polish community, no matter where they are in the world, to connect for business purposes, non-for-profit organizations. It's called One Polonia, and the idea is to, no matter where you are in the United States, to be one. And if we had ever had to come together, this could be a great resource to bring everybody together.
Let's hear about your business, which is getting national recognition. Lisa Florzak.
Well, Water Bikes of Buffalo started in the summer of 2013, and it was really a flippant comment that I made to my husband when Canalside here in Buffalo, New York was in its infancy, really. And we walked down there, we saw the beautiful boardwalk and what they were doing at the waterfront. And I said, you know, it's great here, but there's nothing for people to do. I said, you know what they need here? We had tried some water bikes and jet skis and indoor skydiving, you name it, whenever we go on vacation. And I said to my husband, they really need those water bikes here so people would have access to the water, people who don't have boats, and they can enjoy, you know, our waterfront here in Buffalo, which is spectacular. Well, my husband's the type of guy where you don't tell him something like that and expect him not to do anything about it. So he said to me, I put in a request with Canalside for a meeting. I want to present this water bike idea. And I kind of blew it off. I had two children, small children that we adopted from Poland at home at the time. And I was a housewife. And I said, well, okay, whatever. 8 months later, he says, well, guess what? They approved our water bike idea. So now I went from housewife with two small children to business owner, really, because he had a full-time job. So somebody had to, you know, take the reins on this one. So we started up Water Bikes of Buffalo, and the first year from the beginning of the season, nobody knew who we were. By the end of the season, it seemed like everybody who visited Canalside knew who we were. So going into the second season of Water Bikes, the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation had approached me and said, Well, we're going to have a huge ice rink, which is the replica of the terminus of the Erie Canal that we're rebuilding. And we're going to need some ideas of things to do on the ice. And I said, well, if you can ride a bike on water, why not on ice? And they immediately loved the idea. I said, listen, I'm not going to invest a lot of time, energy, and money on an idea if you guys are really just going to not go for it in the end. They really encouraged me to continue. So we partnered with General Welding and Fabricating in Elma, and we partnered with one of their engineers, Charlie Roberts, there. Mm-hmm. And he admittedly thought I was crazy at the time when I said I want this bike that rides on the ice. So I basically gave him an idea of what I wanted it to look like, how I needed it to perform. And I took a bike off the rack at Walmart and I said, chop it up, do whatever you want. Let's see what we come up with. In a few months' time, we had a prototype on the ice and we were testing it and it worked. So we tweaked the design for safety and for speed, and we came up with the final product of the ice bike. And since then, we've changed materials to stainless steel and things like that because of the rusting situation and the weather. We debuted at Canalside December 18th, 2014, to rave reviews. And ever since then, it's just been such a media crush on this product that it's really just gotten not just incredible coverage in the Western New York area, but really all over the world. As soon as the Associated Press picked up on the story, it literally went around the world with the Associated Press. So we're getting interest and calls from everywhere. We currently own the patent in the United States. We're still patent pending in Canada, and we're applying for patent protection in Europe because we've gotten some interest over there, in Norway especially. So that's kind of where we're going with the ice bikes. And water bikes are continuing to do well. And we added to our fleet of water bikes at the canal location where the ice bikes are in the winter. In the summertime, it's an 18-inch deep waterway, which again is the replica of the terminus of the Erie Canal. And in the summertime there, we run adult pedal boats, children's paddle boats, remote control sailboats, and we've also partnered with Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and we run their regular land bike rentals. So we've taken a small business of 7 water bikes, and it's really exploded in the past 4 years, and a lot due in part to the success of Canalside, really.
Wonderful success story. We're talking about Water Bikes of Buffalo LLC. And Lisa Florzak and her husband have this business, and they're involved with the rental business at Canalside, Buffalo's newly refurbished waterfront location. Now, Joseph Mikołaj Ray Jr. is a count. He's a descendant of the father of Polish literature, Mikołaj Ray. Let's talk about your history, your ancestry with Mikołaj Ray. Why was he so famous?
Well, he was the first writer in the Polish language. He actually, school children in Poland or anywhere in the world, when they learn Polish, they have to learn his famous line, which basically translates to "We are Polish. We are not geese. We are Polish. We have our own language," and people. You know, everywhere I go in the world, I say my last name. If they're Polish, they immediately forget my first name is Joseph and, you know, call me Mikołaj. The writer Adam Mickiewicz, like right here in Buffalo, we have an Adam Mickiewicz library. He idolized the works of Mikołaj Ray, and he actually is probably responsible to make Mikołaj Ray the legacy of Mikołaj Ray is what it is today.
Wonderful. And Lisa Florzak comes from a prominent family. Her father-in-law was the manager of the convention center in Buffalo for many years and also a manager at the old Statler Hilton. So, and her husband is the manager of the Marriott Hotel in Amherst.
Yep, that's
correct. So very fine. Both of you come from very good stock.
Thank you.
So for those who just tuned in, you're listening to ESPN AM 1520. If you're listening in Cheektowaga or Toronto or Manhattan to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Now about the AMPO Legal. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has written about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. And we see quite often Lisa Florzak and Joseph Ray in the AMPO Legal. And Lisa was a former contestant for Countess Pulaski.
That's right, first runner-up.
First runner-up. She's proud of it today. Must be 10 years ago.
A little longer than that,
and,
Brian.
And Joe is featured all the time with the TV star Loretta Swit and also his Polish happy hour. A little bit more information about our guests. Lisa Florzak is now in the fourth summer season with Water Bikes of Buffalo. They have 18 water bikes, two stand-up pedal boards at the wharf location, 8 pedal boats, 12 paddle boats, 40 blue bikes, 10 remote control sailboats at the canal location in downtown Buffalo. And Count Joseph Mikolai Ray Jr. is the founder of the nonprofit United Cultural Society, which runs the most attended monthly event each month in the United States, the Polish Happy Hour. And it's wonderful because he brings 300 or 400 young Polish people. I've seen Lisa there in her Polish native costume.
That's correct.
So it's a wonderful event. Let's talk about all this national exposure, Lisa, that you received from Water Bikes of Buffalo. What was it like having all the national, international press coming in?
You know, on opening day at Canalside at the ice, I likened it to the closest thing I will ever experience as paparazzi.
Okay.
When all of the news, the local media was there to cover the story of the opening of the ice, it felt like every 2 minutes somebody needed my attention because they wanted an interview and, you know, some B-roll for their news broadcasts. And it was fun. I have to say it was fun. But once the story went national, it was surreal in a way, because to think that this tiny little idea that I had has turned into something so grand that it would capture the attention of national media. I think the first hit we got was at the Washington Post and the Boston Globe. And from there, it just spread on. And when we got the call from the Today Show, the NBC Today Show, that was really, it felt like unbelievable, to be honest. I don't know too many people that have made an appearance on the Today Show.
No, probably 1 in a million people make it on the Today Show.
So that appearance was brokered by the I Love New York campaign. We work closely with Visit Buffalo Niagara, the Convention and Visitors Bureau here locally, and they arranged a meeting for us at a meet and greet type of trade show for travel writers in Midtown Manhattan last November. And that's what led to the I Love New York campaign really latching on to this ice bike idea and using it as a way to further promote the Buffalo area. And it's also a wonderful way to say, you know, we in Western New York are a hearty group, and we don't just endure our winters, but we really are embracing our winters with everything that we have to do here, from winter sporting events and whatever people like to do in the wintertime. But the Today Show, unfortunately, did not lead to an interview with me. They had overbooked the show, but they did have the ice bikes on, and two of the national anchors for the Today Show rode the ice bikes at the end of one of their segments, and so that was very exciting. Likely, will they ask us to come back? I don't know. That we'll wait and see. But I would love to do an interview with them.
So they flew the anchors in here?
No, actually, I went to New York.
To New York with your product?
Oh, yes.
Oh, and that sounds like fun.
Oh, it was a blast. I mean, to have the ice bikes right there at Rockefeller Center was really amazing.
Wonderful. It sounds like a great experience. Joseph Mikolai Ray Jr., let's talk about some of your business interests. You do a lot of traveling all over the country and to Poland. What are your different ventures all about?
Well, I'm making a shift in some of the things that I had focused on prior to a few years ago. One of my new ventures is going to be bringing Polish beer and Polish liquors made in Poland. And
you're supposed to bring free samples for Lisa and me when we do tapings.
At the Polish happy hour, December 1st, protocol, free admission, free food.
Okay.
But, you know, I thought that there's a lot of Polish beer and Polish liquors. They're made in Poland, but they're not really meant to be sold in the United States. People do import it from Poland to the United States, but they're not made with the idea to actually sell here. So, you know, I'm aware of a lot of different products that exist and a lot of different flavors that are in Poland, but they're not here. And I've built a pretty big network with my charity and non-for-profit work the last several years. And, you know, a lot of these product lines do nothing for the Polish communities and the Polish organizations in the United States and Canada. And I'm already doing things. And so I would like to have a business like this where, you know, at every major Polish event, there's Polish beers, Polish liquors, and my product would be supporting these different organizations and events, everywhere.
Very good. Now, if someone is listening in Washington, D.C., or Montreal, or Ohio, or Buffalo, and they would like to get involved with this Polish beer, do you have an email address that you could give to us, or phone number?
People could contact me at the email onlinewholesalebusiness@gmail.com. So that's all one word, onlinewholesalebusiness@gmail.com. That'd probably be the best way to contact me.
Very good. Very good. It sounds like a very successful mission. Now, let's talk a little bit about the ice bikes. This program is airing in November. In a month or two, we should have ice. We should have snow. This is Buffalo, New York, where we're broadcasting from on ESPN Radio. Tell us what the ice bikes do. I've never seen one. I've seen water bikes, but I've never seen ice bikes. Tell us about that.
Well, we're hopeful to be open on the ice by the day after Thanksgiving this year, although recently the weather's been kind of warm. So we'll see if Canalside can get it together and get the ice frozen and ready by then. If not, you know, we'll play that one by ear. But the ice bikes are really a standard 26-inch bike. And what we've developed is a frame kit that attaches to any standard 26-inch coaster bike. So if you have your own coaster bike, you can certainly purchase one of our frames, and it will attach to just about any bike. And basically, you take the front wheel off, and you replace it with a blade assembly, and there's a base frame that fits around the bike and attaches to the rear wheel, and the rear tire gets replaced with a studded tire, and the studs on the tire are just enough to have the bike grip the ice without really damaging the ice, because the idea of the ice bike was to coexist with the skaters. The idea of the ice bike was really to make available this winter activity to people who don't know how to ice skate or can't for whatever reason. And we've made inroads with the special needs community. Specifically, I'm speaking about the Parkinson's community. They have a yearly event with us where the Parkinson's patients are actually able to go out on the ice and spend time with their families. We've had unbelievable success with grandparents, people like me who never learned how to ice skate, other people with Down syndromes, and other kinds of special needs. They just really love these bikes. And not to mention, even just people who are fitness enthusiasts and would like to stay active in the wintertime. This is another outlet for them to do that. So really, and then the frame on the ice bike, you can take it off, put your tire back on in the front of it, and you have your bike ready to go for the springtime. So it's a nice little product.
Very good. We're learning a great deal from two entrepreneurs in Western New York of Polish descent, Lisa Florzak and Count Joseph Mikolaj Ray Jr. If you're listening in South Buffalo or Toronto or Manhattan, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Thank you to those who've called regarding our recent guests, and they've been Gene Knox, whose family is famous with the Albright Knox Art Gallery, Megan Mangold, who is with the Mangold Ranch, and we have coming up Bonnie Gordon Flickinger, involved with art and lectures throughout Western New York, Jack Costafaro, Stan Coleman, and Jeff Lapidus with the Friendship Foundation, training people who have had mental illness to be employable. So we have many exciting programs coming up on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Joe, let's talk a little bit about Loretta Swit. You're close to this famous Hollywood actress who was on the most watched television show in history for the finale of MASH. And Loretta Swit played the role of Hot Lips Houlihan for 15 years. And you brought her to the Pulaski Day Parade twice now. I think you're planning to bring her again with John Yurchik of Calspan. What is Loretta Swit like?
Oh, she's very proud of her heritage, becoming very active in the Polish community throughout the United States. I just saw her a few weeks ago in Hollywood. She received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Los Angeles Polish Film Festival. I will actually be seeing her in the next few days in Los Angeles again for a party celebration for Polish Independence Day at the Castle General's House in Los Angeles. And I actually will be seeing her on Thanksgiving. She's a vegan. So what she does on Thanksgiving is...
No turkey.
Okay. No meat.
Sorry. How can you have turkey on Thanksgiving without turkey?
Well, she has turkey, but what she has is she doesn't eat the turkey. She feeds the turkeys.
And, oh, she feeds them. Okay.
Yeah, so she goes, I think, somewhere around Watkins Glen and to a farm and feeds turkeys. And I actually might join her this Thanksgiving and do that.
Well, it sounds like fun. Let's talk a little bit more of the growth of this Water Bikes of Buffalo. Now, we're talking about 4 years in business, and you started out with 7 water bikes. Now you have 18 water bikes and 2 stand-up pedal boards and 8 pedal boats, 12 paddle boats, 40 blue bikes, and 10 remote control sailboats. Did you ever think this would take off?
I didn't. As a matter of fact, my husband and I thought that the water bike business would be a fun way to give our children summer jobs. It would be a fun way to spend our retirement and flip-flops down at the waterfront, renting out water bikes to passersby. And much to our surprise, it has exploded beyond our wildest expectations. It's changed our life that the small part-time job that I had is now a full-time job plus. It has caused us to purchase a 8,000 square foot building in Depew, New York. It was an abandoned veterans post, and we have taken the bar room and the catering hall and made it our warehouse for and our shipping and distribution area for ice bikes. And upstairs where the vets used to hold their meetings, we've made it into our home, 2,000 square foot home. So
upstairs from where you have the bikes.
Right. So downstairs in our building, we'll be able to maintain our bikes and warehouse them and distribute them right from that location. And I'll be able to live upstairs from it. So it's convenient for us.
So you can just walk downstairs and be at work.
Walk downstairs to work. Okay. I think I'm going to contact HGTV maybe and see if I can be on their show. Who you live in what? Because it's quite a popular show.
Water Bike Center.
A lot of people do that who own small businesses. They actually will take these warehouses and live in them. So it will be convenient for us. But it's changed our lives from a husband with a job and a wife with two children at home to absolute craziness, to be frank. It is nonstop 24 hours a day, seven days a week.
And how many people work for Water Bikes of Buffalo?
We have 28 employees.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
so
a big business.
It's turning out to be something that we never expected, really.
Very good. Joe, let's talk about, we have a minute left on the Rusk Report on ESPN Radio. Let's talk about the Polish Happy Hour, where you bring hundreds of young people together every couple weeks at different locations throughout Western New York. Why do you do this?
Well, you know, there's a Polish community that existed that me and my peers have never been able to experience and see. And I've been taught through my parents that, if you can make a difference, that, you should do it. And after losing my parents, it was kind of a therapeutic thing for me to bring young and old people that are passionate about their heritage together, bring the people who are connected with the Polish community, with people who have become disconnected, with people who have never been connected, and who doesn't like free Polish food. So we go once a month to a different location. We're having an event, for Polish Independence Day in North Tonawanda. And last year, I believe they got like 100 new members from my event. It's putting a spotlight on places that have become forgotten. And, our Polish organizations, our Polish buildings, they need all the help that they can have. And this is help. I'm introducing people that are not really involved and not the inner circle of people that regularly would read the Ample Eagle. They're not aware of what's going on. And this is a way to bring those new people in and get them to join other organizations. And, it's gotten me a lot of attention, and that's good and bad, I guess. But, I've met some amazing people. There's got to be thousands of people that have made new friends through the event. And other organizations have gained new members because of it and raised more money.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close, and Lisa Florzak and I like to go to the Polish Happy Hour.
Absolutely.
And she has that beautiful Polish costume on. Very, very, very attractive. Our guests today are great entrepreneurs in the Polish community, Lisa Florzak and Count Joseph Mikolaj Ray, Jr. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the past 15 years. Thank you for enlightening us, Lisa Florzak and Count Joseph Ray. Have a great week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.